Welcome to What Are We Talking About Today, the podcast where we literally talk about everything. I'm your host, Gigi. Let's jump into it. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to What Are We Talking About Today. Real quick before we start, I just want to say my voice is like all over the place right now. And that's because our weather is all over the place. I don't know what's going on with it. Like one day it's 85, the next it's 30. Yesterday it was 50 and it was hailing, and today it's 75 and it's like super beautiful. I don't know what's going on, because literally a year ago on Snapchat, I was wearing, you know, a crop top and shorts going out of town and stuff. So I don't get the weather. And like, usually once spring hits, it's like consistent weather, not like, you know, hot, cold, like it's been doing. So once it starts warming up, it just keeps getting hotter and hotter. But, yeah, I don't know, like global warming and all that shit. So, but anyway, let me give y'all an update on the Will Smith thing, since we've been talking about it, and I said I would give an update. They had a meeting on Friday, April 8th, and they had a whole little statement. I'm not reading the whole thing. I'm just going to read the important part. It said, today the Board of Governors convened a meeting to discuss how best to respond to Will Smith's action at the Oscars, in addition to accepting his resignation. The board has decided for a period of 10 years from April 8th, 2022, Mr. Smith shall not be permitted to attend any Academy events or programs in person or virtually, including, but not limited to, the Academy Awards. Well, I mean, if y'all want to check for him at any award shows, 2032. There you go. I mean, I've never been checking for him. I mean, and, you know, whatever. I'm sure we're not going to miss him at all because of Jada. You know, she likes to tell all her business with Will. And I say that because that clip from her little show is resurfacing, where she was like, she didn't know if she wanted to marry Will and all this stuff. And everybody and their mom is like commenting on and all this stuff. And even Kodak Black said something. Now, I don't really care for Kodak. Every time he says something, comes about, it's ignorant. Most of the time it's funny because it's just so dumb. But this man basically was like, you know, Will need to leave you, find him a young tenderoni. This man literally said young tenderoni. So I know he's a Bobby Brown fan. And then he told Jada, like, you know, she needs him, or she needs a him, you know. She needs her Kodak, and he would show him the real thug life. First of all, Kodak wants any and everybody. So there's that. So I hope she's not feeling special. But, I mean, hell, you know, you never know. But, yeah, you know, Kodak said he can show her the real thug life. Okay, that's nice. So, me and Jada hop on that. I mean, it's not like they got a, you know, tight relationship as it is. You know, they're not monogamous or whatever. So, because we clearly all know that. But, yeah. So, let's get into today's topic. Now, today's topic is travel tips. I'm not going to give you everyone I know, because I could do multiple episodes. I'm just going to give you the main ones, like the most important ones, because spring break is around the corner for a lot of people. Plus, summer is right there. I mean, because these months are flying by. And everyone loves to travel during the summer. And don't think these are just like warm weather tips. This is literally year round. You can use this all the time. But these are the main tips. The first thing I'm going to tell you is keep your confirmation code for everything. Everything I tell you today is going to have a confirmation code, and you need to keep it no matter what. Save it in your email, flag it, screenshot it, whatever. Just make sure you keep it, print it out. I don't give a damn. Just have it with you no matter where you go. For your hotel, your flight, car rentals, whatever, make sure you keep that confirmation code. If you rent a fucking boat, a jet ski, fucking skis from the mountain, just have that confirmation code for when you go to that front desk. And I'm gonna tell you why. Okay, so the first thing I'll talk about is hotel bookings. Now, there are a million websites out there that can help you book a hotel. You just have to be careful. Now, I've had good and bad experience with the different sites. Trivago, Expedia, Kayak, there's a bunch. Hell, you can just Google a hotel and then whatever, it'll pop up 15 different prices from different websites. Now, when you book through one of those third-party sites, you have to be careful because they are notorious for canceling your bookings. Now, the last time that happened to me was maybe 3 years ago, and I had got there literally at 4 o'clock, which is so weird because I literally pulled up at 4 o'clock and I was like, oh, I can check in. I went to front desk and the guy was like, I can't find your reservation and all this stuff. And I'm like, I have a confirmation email. Here it is. And I can't remember what site I went through, but he looked through his computer and pulled it up. Like, they have to, when it's being booked through like a third party, they have to go and like a different route, like on a different page and find your thing. And he said, oh, they canceled your reservation. Now, I was like, what the hell? I wasn't supposed to check until 4. It's just now 4. Like, how could you cancel my reservation? And he says they do that a lot. He said they don't tell them why it was canceled, but they just do that. The guy said he just assumes that somebody else went ahead and paid for a room that day, like the same room, before I got there. And that's why they gave it to him. Gave it to them and took mine away. And he says it happened all the time. He says, like, with those third-party sites, they give you an option, you know, to pay when you show up to the hotel. But if someone books directly through the hotel's website, it won't show that the room's being held or, you know, it's already reserved. So if those people go ahead and pay for it, they took your room. Now, luckily, when I was there, I just went, you know, and got the rooms and it wasn't filled or whatever. Everything was good. Now, usually if your hotel is booked because of that, just, you know, have your confirmation. You show them and you're like, hey, this is what it said, blah, blah, blah. They're going to accommodate you. They'll help you. They'll, you know, try to find you a spot at their sister hotel or whatever. And if you know that's like in the same branch, whatever. Might not be the same as like hotel, you know, like if you said a Marriott Marquis, they might just put you in a different Marriott, but it might not be a Marquis. So that's how it usually is. Now, if you book through the actual hotel's website, if they overbook and do some janky shit like that, which has happened before, not to me, but to my friend, and one time my mom, they'll overbook, and then they, like, the hotel website, they'll also give you the option of paying right then and there or paying when you arrive to the hotel. Now, if they do that and they overbook you and you get there and it's they don't have a room, they will accommodate you and they give you a thing at the sister hotel, but they will also give you like one or two free nights at their hotel because it was their fault that they overbooked. Now, that leads to my next thing. When I book their hotel, like the actual hotel, they'll usually let you go ahead and pick your room on your phone. And the last time this happened to me where they changed my room was last year. And I had booked it directly, you know, on my phone, everything, and I went and paid for it, right? And they were like, okay, what accommodation you want? You know, I picked like the king suite and all this stuff and had like a jacuzzi and XYZ. Like, me a little sneakily was going, you know, do whatever, but I was, you know, getting what I wanted, whatever. And we went a little jacuzzi in the room. So I was like, whatever, I'm going to find us a good one, right? Okay, everything is paid for, right? We're going down there. And while he's driving down there, I'm looking at my email and it's just like, I don't know what possessed me to look at my email, or not my email, the app on my phone where you can check in without going to the desk and you can just automatically go to your room because, you know, your phone is your key. And I looked, and it's not the room I selected. And I was like, wait a minute, because first of all, I had picked this all out. He was like, you pick the room, whatever you want, get it. I had this whole nice little view, and it was so beautiful. And then when I'm checking my thing, and I'm like, you're trying to put me in like a fucking bullshit ass, like, second floor. I'm looking at like, I think the room they tried to put me in, I was looking at like the fucking Coke Museum. I didn't want to look at the Coke Museum. I wanted to, anyway, y'all. So besides the point, I'm glad I looked, because I was like, you're charging us like almost $200 extra for a specific room, but then you're trying to put us in a cheaper room. So we have to go to the hotel and everything. Luckily, I had my confirmation email that had everything I wanted, and it showed the room that I, like, we paid for and everything, and the one that was booked with the view, like, with a nice balcony and all this, you know, extra stuff, whatever. And when I got there, the girl was kind of like, you know, I went and showed her the confirmation, and I was like, this room has changed. This room doesn't have all the amenities that we wanted. Like, you know, I don't know how it got switched, because I booked room whatever, and now I'm in this room. And they had to go through a whole ordeal, like, had to get the manager and all this stuff, because, like, you changed my fucking room, and I don't understand why a girl couldn't do it, but whatever. But yeah, like I said, that's why you need to keep your confirmation code, because the room they were trying to get me, when I looked online on the way down there, was literally $200 cheaper than the room we booked. So my thing is, I'm not paying all this money for this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So that's why you need to keep your confirmation code. I was like, I don't know what the fuck y'all are doing. I don't know who came in here and was like, I want that room, and y'all try to play me. But I'm gonna tell you right now, you're not. So like I said, y'all, keep your confirmation. So they had to put us up in there, and then like they gave us a discount on the room and everything and all this stuff. After they fixed it, like, we got the room we wanted and everything. But that really irked the fuck out of me, because I was like, y'all. Anyway, so there's that. But yeah, y'all, that's why I said you just have to keep your confirmation, because hotels will do shit. It doesn't matter if it's third party site or just them. And most of the time, the only time I usually have problems with like the hotel doing something is usually Hilton. And it doesn't matter which Hilton I stay in. Like, it doesn't matter if it's one of those super upscale ones or like just the Hilton Garden Inn. Like, they usually try to pull some stupid ass shit. Whatever. Now, back to just bookings in general. Do it early. It doesn't matter if you go directly to the hotel or a third party site. Book early. The earlier, the better, because the closer the date, the more they charge. If you know you're going somewhere in May, you should book it now, because if you wait till like the week of, you're going to pay extra money. You could look at the price now and realize like, oh, this room is $179 a night, but then if you book it the week before, it's jacked up to $215 a night. Now, that doesn't mean anything's going on in the city. It might just be because, hey, they're going to charge last minute, because they're like, well, hell, if you want to come so bad, you're going to pay this, you know? Now, if you know there's an event going on, you definitely need to book early, because if it's a big event, I promise you, the hotels will jack up those prices the week or two before the event. Now, say you're going to the Southern Classic. If y'all know what that is, look the shit up. You're going to Southern Classic. You know when it's coming. You know you're going to go. Book that shit 2 months in advance, because the 2 weeks before, I'm going to tell you, you're going to pay an extra $200 for that room, because that's a big deal. And they know people are going to book that no matter what. So just go ahead, look ahead of time, and book early. Save your confirmation code, y'all. Okay, so the next thing is, check the weather before you go. Now, I'm not, when it comes to going on trips, I don't pack the night before, because that's just me, and I have to get better at that. I always wait till last minute, but I don't know. I like to procrastinate. I do everything last minute. I will get my nails done and then rush home to pack and then leave. But my hair will always be done because I know that takes forever. But besides the point, y'all, check the weather. People be like, oh, you overpack all the time. But y'all, you never know. Now, I'm telling you check the weather, but you're like, so why are you overpacking? Look, say you're going out of town during the summer. You already know it's going to be hot. So obviously you're going to have your shorts and your tank tops and t-shirts and all that stuff, right? Then you look on the weather and you're like, oh, it's going to be so-and-so. Maybe a slight chance of rain. Just bring a rain jacket or pants or, like, you know, jeans or something. So that way you won't sit there and you be cold and wet and then you're complaining about it. Because, one, if it weather's anything like here, it's bipolar as shit. So you don't know how it's going to be. Two, you always need to be prepared because say you want to go do one activity, right? But then it's pouring out raining. Did you really want to wear the outfit in the rain? No. But then you're stuck with only like two outfits for the whole trip because that's all you packed. That's just how I see it. Because I went on the trip with a little person, you know, Sneaky Link last year. And he was just like, why do you have so much stuff? I was like, one, it says when rain and it was only a 20% chance of rain. But people don't realize when it's 20% chance of rain, it's not like for the whole area. Only like 20% of that area is going to get it or something like that. So yeah, it's a lot. But besides the point, I just stay prepared. Even if I don't check the weather, I bring outfits for various. I just like to overpack. So for various situations, for various occasions, you never know. I might want to go to the club. I might not. It might rain when I go to the club. Don't want to wear that? No. Don't want to wear these shoes in the rain? I don't really care about. Yeah. Getting them wet. You know, whatever. That's the thing. And I'm going to tell you, for like one whole day, it rained the entire day. I was prepared. He wasn't. Then like after it stopped raining, you know, we went to dinner and it got like super cool down there and had some cute little pants on, nice shirt and like a little sweater. But he's out there freezing in shorts and a t-shirt. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you need to check the weather. Even if it's, I promise you, even if it's not going to rain, just bring something that you wouldn't mind wearing in the rain because you never know. Now, I'm not saying if you're out about going about your day and then it starts raining, you don't have to go back to the hotel and change. But if you wake up and it's pouring down raining, there you go. You already have an outfit for the rain. That's all I'm saying. Just always have a sweater because you never know when the temperature is going to drop. Especially during the summer, it could be 100 degrees. Then that night, you could be shivering. That's all I'm saying. It's just check the weather. Now, speaking of that, let's get into flights. Now, like I said, you need to book everything early. Same goes with flights. Have your confirmation code. Know where the hell you're going. Have your gates and everything ready. If you're not familiar with like flying and all that stuff, look online and you can look at the terminals. You can figure out where the gates and everything are. Like, if this is, like, your first time traveling to a certain place and you don't know the airport, just look at the information online. There, like, you can find out everything you need to know about the airport right there. It's, like, at your fingertips. So, that's my little piece of advice for that. When you get on the plane, it's always cold. And no matter where you're going, no matter what time it is, it's going to be cold on that plane. Bring a sweater. You can use as a carry-on, just wrap it around your waist. Like, you don't, you know, it's not going to take up space. If you wear shorts, you know, that's fine, but your arms might get cold, just wrap your arms up. Get a sweater. You'll be okay. I'm not saying you have to bundle up, but a little jacket is not going to, they're not going to charge you extra to bring a jacket on. It's not going to take up space. Like I said, just wrap it around your waist or just wear it anyway. And that way you can just take it on and off wherever you go. Once again, you never know how the weather might be when you land somewhere. It might be raining. You might want that hood on the jacket. So there you go. That's all I'm saying. Also, be comfortable on the plane because you never know how long you're going to be on there. Your flight could only be 5 hours, but it could turn into like 7 hours depending on situations. You just never know. Things get delayed. You just might sit there. and the plane won't take off for like 30 or 40 minutes because of X, Y, Z. Like, there's a lot of things. So you just be prepared to stay longer on the plane. So that's why you need to be comfortable. Because I know when I was younger, we went to Disney and my granny went and she wore heels in the airport. Girl, more power to you. I mean, I've done that before, but that was for a different reason. And it was like a business thing. And I had to go long. It's a long story. But anyway, y'all, just be comfortable because it is a lot when it goes to the airport. I know you don't want a lot of stuff because you have to take everything off, you know, security and the shoes and all this stuff. But just be comfortable, wear whatever. Just have your little jacket so you can throw it on and off. Now, for my next tip, y'all are probably going to be like, girl, who's really renting cars? But you, depending on where you are, you might want a car. So, like I said, book early. Just go ahead and do it. When you book cars, you're going to be able to pick what you want. And most of the time, you're going to just pick, you know, depending on how many people, you're going to just pick your size car. You don't need a super huge car. And most of the time, you're only getting this car if you're going to be there for a while, like a week or two. Because, I mean, who wants to keep spending like $40, $50 on Uber going any and everywhere depending on where you are? Some places, you know, everything's a walking distance. But anyway, if you rent your car, book ahead, pick something that you know you're going to need. Because obviously the bigger it is, the more it's going to cost. And the more luxury, it's going to cost more. You know how that goes. Have your confirmation. Now, for the people under like 25, y'all need to listen to me. Because it is hard to find places that will rent to people under 25. I think, I want to say Enterprise does, and I feel like they're the only one. I feel like they are, because a lot of them, you have to be 25, or you have to have somebody to be 25. Please look at, when you before you rent, look at how old you have to be to rent. I'm telling you, because some places you can rent at 21, some places you have to rent at 25. And there's a lot of reasons why they do that, but we're not getting into that. So just whenever you're booking, just go ahead and look that up, because you don't want to get somewhere and then they're not going to give it to you because you're like 19 or 20 and then you're screwed. Now, my last tip for this little segment of this or whatever is when you go, please know where you're going. And obviously when you're traveling to a new place, you don't know. But what I'm saying is, please have an idea of what you want to do and where you want to go. Especially when it's just like you or you and somebody else. When it's a small group, a lot of things can happen. Even with a big group, but when it's a small group, a lot of things can happen. So just know where you're going and research where you want to go, because you might see something on TikTok and you want to try that, but it's far as hell away from, you know, kind of, I don't want to say, I guess you could call it a safe space. Like, say you're like downtown somewhere and all the attractions are there and it's real like a tourist area, then you saw something you saw online and you want to try it, but it's like way off somewhere, you know where you're going. Please do your research and know what area you're going to and figure out what the fuck it is, because you don't want to be in a situation where you don't need to be there and shit goes down. I'm just saying, be prepared. That's all I'm saying. You just need to know where the fuck you're going. Now, if you don't give a shit, I don't, that's you. Just go. But at the end of everything, just have fun. That's all you need to worry about when you go on vacation. No matter if it's just like a little weekend thing or a week or two, just have fun. But just be safe when you do it. I hope these tips helped. I know it's not a lot, but those, I feel like those are the main things that you just, you know, you need to know. Obviously, there's more things. I might get into later, but I just felt like, you know, you needed to know to keep your confirmation email, because some people delete their emails. When you get that email, you need to flag it. You need to save it, screenshot it, please. You need to look out for the hotels, because they be doing some shit and you could get screwed over. You need to check the weather, because you never know what the hell is going on. And it's okay to overpack. Now, you don't have to overpack 15 outfits like some people do. Because I'm telling you, when we were only gone from Friday. We left like noon on Friday, and then we didn't come back till like 8 p.m. on Sunday, because, you know, I wanted to run the street somewhere. But besides the point, I didn't need all those outfits, but I did, because I didn't know where we were going to go. I've been to Atlanta a lot, so I feel like I've done everything. So I just, whatever. And it was whatever he wanted to do. If he wanted to take me, that was cool. Whatever. But that's the thing. Since he was surprising me with things, I didn't know what to wear. So that's one reason why I had a bunch of outfits. But y'all, just check the weather so you know. If you need a little something, you know, need a jacket, you might need a sweater one day. Because if the weather's like here, it might be bipolar and be 75 one day, and the next day it might be 40. So you might be in shorts and tank top, and the next day you're in boots. And, you know, a sweater with a scarf. You never know. And yeah, if you're renting a car, just make sure that you can rent the car. And another thing with that is, some places don't let you rent without a credit card. So you might want to check that. Also, if you have, if they let you rent with a debit card, it's usually going to be slightly higher. I'm just saying. I don't know why they do that shit, but there's been places that I know for a fact that have charged extra for if someone uses a debit card instead of a credit card. But yeah, y'all, that's all the tips I have for y'all tonight. Today, tonight, whatever, whenever you're listening. I hope this helped. I will put all my information in the description as always. If you want to message me, you can do it on Instagram or Twitter. I check Instagram more, but I'm about to be more active on Twitter because I've neglected that. And I forgot I even had it for a while. But I will be checking, making it a habit to check. But yeah, it'll also have my personal information for my Twitter and all that stuff. Yeah, so I will check y'all next time. Thank you for listening to What Are We Talking About Today. Please follow and turn on notifications so you know when to upload next. Please share with your friends, family, and those coworkers you really don't like, but they think you do.